as we had mentioned this morning, that our deen is not based on one part only, or only on aqaid or our beliefs, one section of deen, but it's a whole section, a whole five branches of deen, which a person individually has to bring into his life for him to be called a perfect believer. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Udkhulu fi silmi kafa," enter into Islam completely. Do not follow the path of shaitan. If you enter into Islam, small portion, you only make ibadat, you don't worry about your business dealings, you have not accepted Islam completely, you are following the footsteps of shaitan. So, the second point is our ibadat, actions of worship, we have to correct that day. The first and most important thing is our salah. This is the first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. If our namaz is in order, all our other actions will be in order. And if our salah is found spoiled, all our other actions will also fail on the day of Qiyamah. So we have to be very, very careful of performing of salah. And not only performing of salah, the Quran Sharif says, iqamati salah, perfection of salah. A person has to be very careful, how am I performing my salah? Is my tajweed correct? Am I reading namaz very, very fast? Do I know all the masail of salah? Find out all of these things. Am I reading my namaz with jamaat? For males, it is compulsory to read namaz in the masjid with the jamaat. We should be very, very particular about our salah. We should go to somebody who knows how to perform salah, ask them to check up. Sometimes we learn salat when you are a small youngster. You don't know, we've got a lot of mistakes in our salah. Go to somebody, ask him, correct my salah. And there is no limit for perfecting one's salah. Throughout one's life, a person has to continue his salah. This is one point of ibadat. Another is our zakat. We know every year you must pay 2.5% zakat to the needy people. And many, many ayats of the Quran, Allah mentions, wa'atu zakah, give you a zakah. And those who do not give their zakah, very, very severe warnings. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a person who has paid zakat on his wealth has purified his wealth. So if we are purifying our wealth, inshallah no calamities will come on that wealth. When we are not paying our zakat, we are having all kinds of problems, difficulties, etc. So then all Allah Ta'ala sends droughts upon us. One reason why there is droughts at the present moment is the Muslim Ummah must look at themselves, are we giving our zakat? Because of us not giving zakat, Allah Ta'ala withholds the rains. That is why these problems are happening. These halat and conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in your money there is a haq and a right besides zakat. So besides zakat, a person to look after the masjid is our responsibility and duty. To look after our madrasas is our responsibility. To look after the orphans, the widows, family members in our community who do not have any breadwinners, it's our responsibility and duty. So we have to fulfill all of these rights. These are all actions of ibadat. Number three is fasting. In the month of Ramadan, we fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, every person has a zakat to pay. And every part of your body has got everything has got zakat. And the zakat of your body is to fast. So we all fast in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. But not just fasting, we have to perfect our fast. Not just eating, drinking and sexual desires, but perfection of a person's fast, which in the month of Ramadan, as Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Da'am Barakatun, explained in great detail, purifying fasting of our tongue also, fasting of our eyes, fasting of the ears, fasting of the private parts, fasting of the stomach from haram actions, fasting of the mind and the thoughts. All of the fasting has to come into a person for perfection of fasting. Then our hajj, once in a lifetime, a person must go for hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you go for hajj, doing it properly, you will come back completely cleansed from your sins. And on the other hand, you've got the money to go for hajj, and you do not go for hajj, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if he wants to, he can pass away as a Jew or as a Christian. I don't care about that person. And then qurbani, every year we have to make our qurbani. These are also actions of ibadat. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, daily. Take out some time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, the bare minimum right of the Quran is to make 2 khatams in a year. Bare minimum. Otherwise, the best, the person can make 1 khatam every month. One para every day a person must recite. Try to work towards that day. But the lowest is at least 2 khatams in a year. One in the month of Ramadan, one out of the month of Ramadan. Hazrat says, just read 3 or 4 pages every day. Make sure you are making your khatam of Quran. You're making your tilawat of Quran. Have a specific time for it. And make sure every day you are making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, Al-Quran hujjatul laka wa alayk. It will be a proof for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. If you are reading the Quran, looking after the Quran, it will be proof for you. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, it will testify against you. Zikrullah, daily you must take out some time to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This zikr will create life in a person's actions. It will create life in salah, life in our tilawat, life in our fasting, life in everything. So zikr also is very, very important. Following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another action of ibadat, that is in every action of ours. It's a wedding time now. Now we say, I follow my way. No, I would follow the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My eating, my sleeping, my drinking, my bathing, my relieving myself. A janazah is taking place, I must follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all aspects of our life, I must follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last point of ibadat is calling towards righteousness, preventing from evil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when people become involved in sin, and there is no one to stop them, you can stop them, but you don't stop them, eventually Allah will send the punishment upon the people. Then you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not accept your duas. And this is today, unfortunately, to encourage people towards evil is very, very easy. But to encourage people towards good is very, very difficult. So all our actions of ibadat also, this islah jalsa is to bring this fikr within ourselves. How can I correct it? And for this year, one is like many times we get shocked, we come here now, I must start making a lot of tahajjud namaz, ishraq namaz, chas namaz. But our qaza namazes, we've got so many years qaza namazes, we don't care about the day. So the first and most important thing, whatever, as our wazir mentions, you one person owes you money, he owes you 100,000 rand. You know, you're not talking about the 100,000, but you're giving chappies to his children. And you say, I'm doing so much, I'm giving chappies and sweets to his children. This person becomes angry with you. You say, I don't know what's wrong with him, why is he getting angry? But you're not fulfilling your debt, 100,000 you owe to that person. And you're trying to please him a little bit. So our nafal is extra. First and most important is our qaza namazes. We've got this fikr and concern, I must finish all my qaza namazes. I started performing my salat now, I can't forget the past. So our zakat, you owe somebody money, make sure we pay that person. And the last point also, which our Hazrat has taught us, don't only make the ibadat, the action, the outward action, but create ruh, create life in these actions. And the object of these actions is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to continuously make effort. This is the second branch of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the reality.